Track 5, Trains. And so now we can continue our journey through the long-forgotten stations of Norfolk. Elaine and Tony are already on the platform, so all aboard and away we go.
After Swainsthorpe, the next stop was 7.5 miles south of Norwich at the village of Flordon, spelt F-L-O-R-D-O-N. So Swainsthorpe was 5 miles south and Flordon is only 2.5 miles further down the line. Flordon railway station was opened in 1849, just a year before Swainsthorpe, when the line from London Liverpool Street to Norwich Victoria was constructed. The station was served by Eastern Union Railway, stopping services between Norwich and Ipswich. It was closed in 1966 as a result of the Beeching Acts, along with other smaller stations between Norwich and Ipswich. It was closed in 1966 as a result of the Beeching Acts, along with other smaller stations between Norwich and Ipswich. The line through the former station site continues to operate today, hosting electric intercity services between London Liverpool Street and Norwich. The village itself changed its name, well, the spelling of it, in 1875 from Flordon to Flordon. This may be the most interesting fact I have discovered about it. The population of 281 in 2011. Its name derives from Anglo-Saxon meaning floor hill. Make of that what you will. Presently, the closest railway station is at Wyndham, of which we shall hear more shortly. According to the guidebook,
one of the characters of Old Flordon was Ted Sheldrake, who was known as Buttonhole Ted, on account of the flowers he would sport in his jacket buttonhole. He worked on the railway, called in at the Black Horse public house on his way home, and went round the corner to the White Horse pub in Hapton when not at work. It is said he walked everywhere to the measured step of a linesman treading the railway sleepers. This may amuse you. Until recently, the village sign gave a flavour of Flordon. The sign was commissioned by the Flordon Community Group. The left-hand panel featured Flordon Church. On the right-hand panel, the train standing in Flordon Station is number 70010, Owen Glendower, named after the Welsh prince. Down the centre are symbols of Flordon Common and local farm produce. The sign was erected on the green by the stream on the 28th of November 2001 and dedicated by the Reverend Jess Steubenbord on the 9th of December. Unfortunately, it can no longer be seen as it blew over in a gale.
And the wind is picking up in this carriage as I've opened the pickled onions to have what's left of the ham sandwich. On to the next stop, please, before we blow over too. The next stop is at Fawnsett. This was first connected to the railway in December 1849 when the Eastern Union Railway opened its extension from Ipswich to Norwich and built a station at Fawnsett. The station led to the growth and development of the old sale yard, which handled particularly bulky goods like crops and even livestock like cattle and poultry. In 1851, the Railway Inn public house was also built on the station approach, and it was renamed the Safety Valve in 1861. 30 years after the opening of Fawnsett Station, the Great Eastern Railway decided to build a branch line from Fawnsett to the market town of Wyndham in order to provide a route from the Ipswich line to the Cambridge line that did not go through Norwich, where it required a turning of the engine.
The Wyndham to Fawnsett Railway was known as the Swedes and Swimmers, from the staple diet of the Irish navvies who built it, Swedes being self-evident and Swimmers being the local Norfolk name for dumplings. What with this diet and the local ale, I should imagine their accommodation would have the aromatic smell of this railway carriage, what with the pickled onions on the loose. With the new branch line, goods to and from Swaffham, Dereham, Fakenham and Wells could go south without passing through Norwich, where the trains would have to reverse. The journey from Wyndham to Fawnsett took 13 minutes, including the stop at Ashwellthorpe. The availability of a line avoiding Norwich again proved particularly useful in the Second World War, when the city became a major target in the German bombing blitz. The cuttings at Hapton were used to shelter ammunition trains destined for the US bomber bases, and on at least one occasion, the line into Norwich became impassable due to bomb damage, and the alternative route was invaluable.
At Fawnsett Station, the last passenger trains called on the 5th of November 1966, when the Ipswich to Norwich stopping service was withdrawn. Today, nothing remains of the original station buildings or sidings, etc., although the station master's house still stands. The safety valve public house was demolished in the 1970s, and the site was originally occupied by the sale yard, is now a small housing development. Fawnsett itself has a wonderful steam museum, where you can experience 14 awe-inspiring steam engines working in full steam, including the engine that used to open Tower Bridge. If planning a visit, make sure it's on a steam day, the first Sunday in the month from May to October, when everything is running and you can also enjoy homemade cakes and hot pork rolls. It's a great experience, full of noisy piston-clanking machinery and engines blasting. With its 1,126 inhabitants, Fawnsett could again be served by a railway station. At the time of writing this piece, the suggestion of buying land around the main line at Fawnsett has come up. Green County Councillor Dr. Catherine Rowett said, "Beeching's closures of the stations that served smaller communities were so short-sighted. To enable everyone to access the faster and more convenient zero-carbon models of travel of the future, we need to be looking to invest in integrated transport schemes that bring the trains to the localities where people live. Access to the railways that pass through our villages would be transformative for people's lives." Well, you never know if these ideas, ones that seem to ebb and flow through time, can come round again. And thanks to Michael Kisby, who contacted the Chatterbox office to say that the Swainsthorpe signal box, the subject of last month's train stop, is now installed at the Wells end of the Wells to Walsingham narrow gauge railway. This line was set up by Commander Francis, and the locomotive was made by David King. Dr. Rowan Francis, the commander's son, set up the Fawnsett St. Mary Steam Museum, which is half a mile from Flawden. We may visit the museum or even the Wells to Walsingham railway line another time. Talking of time, I think we can just make the train to its next destination stop, which will be Tivetsall and then Burston. So if you know anything about these places, please do let us know. You have a month to get in touch. Probably as long as it will take me to make this journey. Anyone got a spare sandwich?
It really does make one nostalgic, doesn't it, to hear about those places and the characters associated with them. I'm not so keen on the pickled onions, though.